Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me for a little while. I have a couple of things I want to say about some of the current legislation that's being proposed in Washington. And this segment, I want to talk about the healthcare reform efforts that's going on right now. I want to take you back in history just a little bit. The very first public policy issue I talked about on the show was the bankruptcy bill, which took years to finally pass. But the second one, and I mean right on the heels of the first one, way back in 97, 98, was healthcare reform. I've been talking about reforming the healthcare system on this show since at least 98, early 98. And here's why. In those days, 98, 99, 2000, 2001, healthcare expenses for small business owners were going up at double digits every year. So over a 3-4 year period, they were double digits compounded, right? 10% this year, 10% next year on top of the old rate and the 10% from the previous year. It's a compounding effect. And it was out of hand. So I've been talking about this topic for a long time. I didn't just get into this fray. I didn't just weigh into this situation in the last couple of years. I've got a record there, and you can go back and check my record. One of the things that I've been proposing over the years has been getting our heads out of the 20th century into the 21st century, the way people actually work in the 21st century, which means that. Which, in my opinion, means we need to have our healthcare system owned by each individual, and we need to become more like a healthcare consumer, and less like a healthcare adopted person, like when we work for major corporations and they just gave you your insurance, like as I have had in my past, in my history, my career. That's not a good 21st century model. The best model is to make the tax deduction from the government, which I think it's okay for the government to help with tax deductions for health care. All that should be focused on the individual and let the individual find their own health insurance. But all this is based on a healthy and competitive market-based health care system. None of this can happen without a healthy and competitive, highly competitive health care system. A market-based healthcare system, portability, tax credits for or tax deductions for everyone, individuals, C corporations, S corporations, LLCs, et cetera. Now those kinds of, and also I believed and have proposed and have encouraged the ability for small businesses to band together and to create large groups, like through your Chamber of Commerce, through your industry association, and buy insurance as a group across state lines. And the way the car companies can, the way unions can, we should have that same right, but we've never had that. But there was actually a bill. It was called the Enzi bill. Senator Enzi proposed it. That bill would have done an awful lot to hold down costs for small businesses over the last 8 years. It did not pass. It passed the House 8 times. It could not get through the Senate because of the people who would rather have universal health care coverage paid for by the government. Government control of the health care. Those people prevented the Enzi bill from passing. And see, all these things that I'm talking about were proposed in this last decade. And these would have been small incremental steps, little baby steps to rein in the cost of healthcare and provide more healthcare for more people. They were proposed; those bills were proposed, and they were not able to get through the Senate because the people who were proposing them didn't have 60-vote majority in the Senate, so they failed. They did not pass. So here we come now to where we are today with the health care reform bill that's being proposed that is the opposite of what I was talking about earlier on. This is a bill that I think anybody who knows anything about it knows that in time, if not day one, but in time, this is going to be a government takeover of 1/6 of our economy and something that touches every one of the few things in our world that touches every person in America, and that's healthcare. And so now this is a bill that is unpopular. And yet we have members of Congress and our president who wants this thing to pass anyway. Now, these people are determined, and if you agree with them, then you should support that. But if you don't agree with them, and if you agree with me about how healthcare should be dealt with, not government-based, but market-based solutions, which we know we have those. They've already been proposed. We know what they look like, and we know they work. And what we also know is that when the government runs healthcare, we know that does not work. Why would we want more of that? It's failing in Europe. It's failing in Canada. It's failing in Medicare and Medicaid. Why would we want more of that? I don't. If you don't, we need to contact our members of Congress and let them know that we're not happy about it and we don't want this to pass. And now is the time, folks. This will be probably the last word you'll hear from me on this, because this thing is going to go one way or the other this weekend. The House is going to go through their gyrations, some of which seem to me to be, if not unconstitutional, certainly undemocratic. And you've heard about the deeming bill, the slaughter strategy, et cetera, et cetera. If not unconstitutional, undemocratic and unseemly. And if they do this, if they push this vote through, this bill through, the way they're talking about, I think this is a crossroads for America. And people like you and I are going to have to decide what kind of an America do we want. Do we want one that's representative of the people, or representative of members of Congress? We're going to have to decide that, folks. And every American is going to have to do that. So think about that. The next few days are heady days for America. I think we'll look back on these days as that crossroads I was talking about. We'll take a quick break. More to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.